Morning, Trent. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Congrats on the first win there against the Sharks. What do you need to build on from that win against Parramatta this week?
Yeah, look, we're going to have to improve again, no doubt. I thought, you know, our first half was really good against Cronulla last week, and then we had a little bit of a few lapses, I suppose, in the second half, but we're good enough to hang on. But Parramatta, they're a top four side, and, you know, we haven't fared too well against, you know, those top three teams in Melbourne and Penrith and South, so it'd be a good test for us.
Trent, how have you enjoyed being at the Dogs and head coach? And I think I sort of feel coaching's a little bit like becoming a parent these days. It's like all you hear from everyone else is all the positives, but actually once you get there, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. There's tough times and, yeah, there's great times. And I guess we saw that emotion and that passion from you and the players on the weekend, and I love seeing that. But what about from your perspective, you know, some of the harder times and some tough conversations with players and even dealing with the media? I know you've had experience before, but how have you enjoyed that and how have you dealt with that at the Dogs?
Yeah, look, the first 6 weeks were obviously pretty tough, you know, and, you know, when you go on a run of losses, you certainly find out a lot about a lot of people in your organisation.
Yeah.
It's not your players, but, you know, everyone in the building. So those are the times when you need, you know, solid people around you. And luckily at Canterbury, we've got that. It's a really good club. And, you know, it was a huge relief, I suppose, for everyone in the joint, not just the players myself, but my staff and everyone involved. So there's a hell of a lot that goes into your preparation for every game, and it was a good reward for the players. But, you know, hopefully we can kick on and get a bit of confidence out of that win.
And with that then, Trent, have you seen over this period from start of the season, have you seen that improvement each week, even though, like you say, you mightn't have got the exact results, but, you know, so much inexperience, I guess, in your group as well. Are you seeing those signs that, you know, allows you to keep the faith moving forward?
Yeah, you do, you know, and I think I've said it previously that we've been good in patches in games, but we haven't been good enough to be able to sustain it for 80 minutes.
Mm.
And, you know, it's a tough competition. If you go to sleep, you get hurt, and that sort of happened to us, particularly against those good sides. You know, you see things where, or different parts of our game where we are getting better, but we're sort of, you know, two steps forward and three steps back, you know, at the moment. And we've just got to keep improving. So there's no secret fix. We've just got to keep working hard. If we can get a little bit of luck with our injuries, would be nice. We haven't been able to put the same team on the field, you know, for consecutive weeks. So that'll certainly help. And getting our captain back in a couple of weeks will help as well. But look, they're doing a good job. They're a really good group. They turn up with a good attitude and work really hard. So they deserve that win on the weekend.
Yeah, well done on the weekend, Baz. It was great to see the Doggies have a victory, and, you know, to see the emotion after the contest was great in my eyes. But, mate, how important is it? You know, and I know everyone wants to win competitions every year and you want to win every game you play in, but how important is it where the Dogs are at the moment to stay patient about, you know, what will happen this year? And, you know, you're trying to build a club that hasn't had success recently and take them down that path to set them up for consistent success into the future. How do you go about balancing the now and what can happen in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've got to be really disciplined with that. I'm not the most patient person in the world, but that's the situation we're in, you know. And I knew when I took the job that there was going to be some tough times and a fair bit of work to do and some difficult decisions to make. But I think as long as the club, you know, from my point of view, we're all on the same page as to where we want to go. I've got a pretty clear focus, or really clear focus, on the type of players that we need to bring into the group that we've got to help us keep improving. So you've just got to stick to it, not fold when things get hard. And the period that we just went through, I don't think we'll get too many tougher periods than that. Or certainly hope not, anyway.
Mm.
But and that's just, I guess, the discipline and the process of every day and coming in and making sure we keep improving. And that's our job as coaches, keep the group together.
I was about to say, Baz, that would have been challenging because we've all been there when you've had a low period and you've lost 5 and 6 games in a row and the pressure just feels like it builds and builds. And then you lose that. You can lose that sort of positivity and people start to look for excuses. But how have you gone about keeping the players at a level where they're competing and they haven't given up and they've still sort of gone out there and wanted to show that they're playing for the jumper and playing for the club?
Yeah, and that's the challenge of coaching, I suppose. You know, we all take losses pretty hard, and you sort of have a 24-hour period there until you can review it. You look at the positives, because there is things, even in losses, there's a lot of learning come out of when you get beat, and there's still a lot of lessons when you win games. So I guess we have a real focus on what we need to maintain, what we need to improve, and just keep thinking about that. And that's a bit of a cliche, I suppose, but we can't be outcome focused. You know, it's about process and making sure that every video we do, every weight session we do, every training session we do, there's a real purpose to it, and that'll culminate in the whole joint getting better. So, you know, that's my focus. I've got to be disciplined enough to walk into the building with that attitude every day, and then that'll rub off on the staff and the players. So that's really all we've been doing, and, you know, over time we should be improving.
We're talking to Bulldogs coach Trent Barrett. And Trent, we read today that Brent Naden is set to head to your club. How much are you looking forward to working with him again?
Yeah, look, he's a really good player, Nado. He's, you know, he can score a try. He's a kick target, and he's another big body. So, you know, if that can happen, that'd be fantastic. As I said, we've been very specific, I suppose, in the players that we target and who we want to come to the club, who we want to bring to the club. And, you know, if that can all work out, will, you know, be beneficial for us.
You've made some good signings, great signings, I think, Addo Carr and Matt Burton. And I also think you've made another important signing off the field with Steve Hansen, Baz. I know that you've got a great relationship with him, and he's had so much success as a former All Black coach. How much contact does he have with you throughout the week, and the likelihood of him, you know, coming to Australia and sort of spending a week out here with you guys?
Yeah, look, he's coming out soon, actually. It's been pretty difficult through all the COVID period. So a lot of the stuff that I do with Steve's on the phone or via Zoom. But I think, to what I spoke about before, it's focusing on not being outcome focused and making sure that, you know, the message I get across, particularly in press conferences and to the players, and how to handle different situations. He's been really good for our leaders. He's been around, and there's not too much that he hasn't done, and he's also been very successful. So there's no bullshit with him. He calls a spade, and he's a really good sounding board for me, and he's going to be really important for us during this rebuild and how we go about it.
Just at a wider sort of look at the game, Trent, the reports today that the NRL is, you know, canvassing a conference system going forward and potentially having the Sydney clubs in the one conference so they can play each other twice. Have you got any thoughts on it? Do you think it's a good thing for the game? Do you think there's enough players around to expand to 18 teams?
I haven't had too much of a think about it, to be honest, but sometimes I think we tamper with the game too much. I haven't seen, you know, we're always changing rules or we're changing something. You know, the game wasn't too bad before, so maybe it's time we leave it alone for a while.
Now, just here, you're at the airport there behind me. Where are you off to today, Trent? What's going on?
Just a day trip. Got a few things to do.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Expand further, Baz.
Not bad.
No comment. Oh, he's no comment. That's a story there.
No. Seriously. I'm ducking back down to tomorrow for the day.
Is there any other areas you'd like to strengthen in your roster? Specific parts of your what positions are you still looking to strengthen, Trent?
Yeah, look, there's a few. You know, but, you know, we have got a lot of players off contract too, so we'll certainly give all those players who are off contract an opportunity to stay at the club. And, you know, the way we can do that is play well, and the rest of it sort of takes care of itself. But, you know, we'll, as I said, we've got a really good idea of who we want to recruit. Certainly don't want to discuss all of them publicly, but, you know, we know it with them.
Hey, Baz, how have you found the new rule changes this year and the speed of the game? We keep hearing about the speed of the game. Have you noticed an increase there, and have you had to change much in terms of the way you've gone about preparing your team for that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, there's it's definitely quicker. You know, there's definitely more ruck speed there, and you've got to be on the ball and playing flat, fast and through teams. So there's a little bit less structure, I suppose, to what you're doing. And I think the teams that have handled it well are probably the teams with settled spines and, you know, your out-and-out footballers. I mean, you know, South Sydney have enjoyed a good run, and Penrith, you know, they've been together for a long time, and Melbourne. So it has, you know, altered a few things, you know, that we have to do at training. And I think from a recruitment point of view as well, it'll change a little bit in the type of, or the body type, I suppose, that you want, and the type of athlete that you want in your squad.
Well, Trent, we really appreciate your time this morning. Good luck against the Eels and for the rest of the season.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.